Deep listening.
الاستماع العميق.
Deep listening.
Intensive zuhören.
Deep listening.
Deep listening.
深度聆听.
Deep listening. Impact beyond words.
G'day, it's Oscar Trimboli here. Thanks so much for agreeing to be a guest on the Deep Listening Impact Beyond Words podcast series. This is designed to help you understand a few of the common questions that people ask me before they appear on the show. The first question I get asked the most is, why are you doing this? By 2030, I want to have helped 100 million people globally to understand what it means to listen deeply. You see, we spend 55% of our day listening, and yet only 2% of us have been trained in how to listen. This is an immense opportunity to close the gap in an area of communication where most people struggle. You see, whether I'm speaking to a large audience of people in a ballroom or speaking to someone one-on-one, most people don't know what good listening looks like. They only have themselves and the story in the head as a point of comparison. When I survey audiences, when I speak, hundreds of people across different organizations, across different geographies, tend to answer exactly the same way. I pose a question compared to others. Define your listening capability. Are you poor, below average, average, above average, or excellent? No matter where I've done this and other surveys around the world from other listening experts tend to congregate around the same result. Approximately 83% of people believe they're either average or above or excellent listeners. And this is the problem that we need to solve in helping people understand what does good listening look like. Because the funny thing is, when you ask people, are they a below or above average drivers, about 80% of people say they're above average drivers as well. The irony is, it's statistically impossible to have a number more than 50% above the average. The podcast series is designed in a way to make listening as accessible as possible to others. So what I've done deliberately by design is make sure that the people that I interview are 50% male and 50% female. 50% are older than me and 50% are younger than me. 50% are English as a first language and 50% English as a second language. 50% of people are based overseas and 50% based in Australia. And then finally, 50% are from professional context and 50% from personal context. So an example of a personal context for listening would be a deaf interpreter, a suicide counselor. An example of a professional context might be an air traffic controller, a judge, or a workplace mediator. And in providing a wide, diverse, and distinct palette, we want to make as many stories accessible as possible to our listeners. The podcasts that I get the most feedback from people are the ones that talk about great stories and provide really practical hacks, tips, and techniques. Stories that appeal to people who are visual learners, who think in pictures and understand concepts. And then for the practical and the pragmatic, hacks, tips, and tricks, such as Jennifer in Deaf Interpreter, who explained how the deaf community tends to be much more direct in the way they communicate, how they introduce others into a group to bring them up to speed on a conversation. Or when I interviewed Adam, an air traffic controller who discovered that the use of pause and silence was a really powerful way to stop him interrupting other people, one of the biggest frustrations people have with listening.
Deep listening.
Écoute attentive.
Bene ascoltare.
Ukulelela fieleggia.
So there you have it. Our podcast series is designed to run from 20 minutes up to 55 minutes for our longest episode. And there really isn't a format to the podcast. I want to role model great listening to the audience. So what I do is simply ask you the question at the beginning, growing up at your dinner table, who was the best listener in your family? And from there, we discover all sorts of amazing gems around your listening. In terms of who's in the audience for this podcast series, it's geographically broken up. Approximately half of the audience is in Australia, approximately a third in the United States and Canada, about 20% in Europe, and the rest around the world. Most people who listen to the podcast are listening through a professional lens. They're listening as managers and leaders in workplaces and how their listening can improve the performance of their organization. Yet everybody I've spoken to who've listened to the podcast series tell me that the tips and tricks that they've picked up in the podcast series, they've used to apply in their personal context as well. Whether that's with their children, with their spouse, with their parents, with their siblings. You see, by creating as wide a palette as possible, it allows people to access the beautiful insights of listening. I'm very deliberate in the podcast interview to allow you to speak as much as possible. And in doing so, I want to role model great listening to the audience. You might find there are periods of long silence, and this is by design. We want to help the audience understand that sometimes the first thing that you say isn't the thing you're thinking most deeply about. So that's okay. So what happens when the podcast recording is complete? Well, the good news is without your express written permission, we can't publish the podcast series. So from here, it takes between 6 to 12 weeks to edit the podcast series. What's involved in that is that we add music and we tighten up what we talk about to make it really effective for the audience. So we distill the essence of the magic of what you say into an easily consumable way for them. If you haven't done so already, you'll be asked to fill in a survey. And that simply helps us get a great photo that we can use on the website to promote the episode. We'll create a web page where the show notes will be housed, which is a chronological reveal of what's being spoken about in the podcast interview. We'll also ask you for your biography. And that way we want to get all the questions done way up front so that the only time you'll hear from me after the podcast series is to ask your permission to confirm that the edit that we've done is acceptable for you. In 9 out of 10 cases, the edits we send to you are fine, and occasionally there's been some tweaks that people have asked me to either remove for privacy reasons or provide a bit more context in setting up the podcast interview to explain where we're at. Once you've approved the recording, it's then uploaded to the hosting system, which then propagates the audio file to Apple Podcast Series, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and various other websites around the internet. By then, you may choose to share that with your social network, so the message that you've created can be shared with those you know. I really appreciate the time you've taken to listen to the background to the Deep Listening podcast series as a guest and what's involved. I look forward to listening to you when we create the recording. Thanks for listening.
Deep Listening.
Deep Listening. Lourdes Lassalle.
Deep Listening.
Deep Listening.
Whakarongo Pōhonu.
Deep Listening. Impact beyond words.